Insight on Business, the NewsHour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company. Learn how to grow your small business or nonprofit by outsourcing your HR and payroll functions. OasisAHR.com.
It is Monday, and with us from Drake University, as well as DMBizMixer.com, it is, once again, Laura Kennard. Laura, it is a Monday. We're sitting in our favorite coffee shop, Grounds for Celebration, and yeah, it's a beautiful day.
It is. It's not too hot, and it's not too cold.
It's just right, it's said
just
Goldilocks.
Right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So,
today be Monday. What do you got on tap for networking, business education, and stuff going on in the greater Des Moines metro?
Well, I wanted to mention that entrepreneurial friend of mine, Rebecca Wolford, who's been working on this dream for, oh my gosh, a couple of years now. I've heard her pitch a few times. She got her business off the ground and has won some pitch competitions. It's called Creative Habitats. And it's basically a child care co-op for entrepreneurial parents so that they have somewhere for their child to be, usually nearby, if there was a co-working space or something like that, where they can trade childcare duties and then also have a program around STEM and STEAM and just some positive things for little ones to do
while mom and dad are maybe entrepreneurial.
Mom and or dad are working on their business or meeting with a client, you know, maybe you're a freelancer, whatever the case may be. So that you have a drop-in, but not just a, you know, high school
kid. This is actually a program.
It's actually a program. So it's called Creative Habitats, and she actually also had endeavored to open her own co-working space in addition to partnering with this programming in other spaces, and she finally had that dream come to fruition, and as we've been talking about repositioning mall space, she's taken up a space at Valley West Mall. And she's opened a nonprofit co-working space that also will have the Creative Habitat child care programming involved in the space. So your child would be right there. And she does a lot of work also with a business that's also in Valley West Mall that is part of sort of the repositioning of that space, in that there's a children's museum. They started with a small space, and they actually just over the last couple months moved into a much larger space. But it's been a huge community passion thing because people have come out and helped paint and, you know, just really helped get both of those businesses going.
Well, you know, you have all that stuff going on. You've got a roof, you've got walls, you've got air conditioning, you've got how to reimagine all of that space.
Yeah.
Good stuff. All right, so what's she doing? What's going on?
So she's having her grand opening, and that's going to be tonight at her space. Again, it's in West Des Moines. It's inside Valley West Mall. I don't know the map of exactly where it is, so
but the grand opening is tonight.
1551 Valley West Drive. Let's see if she gives some mention. It's in Valley West Mall, right next to the Des Moines Children's Museum.
Oh, of course.
So they're actually just right next to each other. It's in the lower level.
So
lower level Valley West Mall next to the Children's Museum.
So if you are into co-working and if you're an entrepreneur and you've got
or a freelancer,
kids
or you have a child,
whatever, and you want to,
well, we've talked
daycare with a plus.
That is an issue and a kind of a barrier to a lot of people that are women entrepreneurs, especially single parent entrepreneurs, especially anyone that's in kind of a freelance situation, that it's so much harder when you have children to be able to actually pursue those things compared to someone that's single. And so that's been identified for a while, that more co-working spaces and incubators should have access to
childcare
so that everyone can find themselves in the position of pursuing their idea or their dream, because it's not just limited to people that don't have kids,
right?
So anyway, so that's going on. And then tomorrow morning, bright and early, 7 a.m., we have the Agile Iowa Downtown Lean Coffee. And I like to talk about this event. This one's at Main Street Cafe and Bakery, Skywalk Level. So it is at the 801 Grand Avenue building, Skywalk Level, Main Street Cafe and Bakery. And if you haven't walked around the Skywalk, there's actually still a lot of really great stuff going on there, but you just forget about that. Yeah. And so that is from 7 to 8:30 a.m. What happens is you show up there, you get your coffee, your bakery item, and then as in the spirit of Agile, the group that's there actually talk about what their topic should be for that particular discussion.
Democracy at its very best,
right,
ladies and gentlemen.
And so whatever is the hot thing that everyone thinks we should talk about, that is how the meeting proceeds, and that's the topic that's covered. So, and that's a lot like Agile, because you kind of check in and do a stand-up and check on, you know, with your group if you're doing development, and say, okay, what are we working on? What are the pressing things this week? What might have dropped in our laps since the next last time that we need to go ahead and get on our agenda?
Hence the name Agile.
That's right. So it's flexible, and you can capitalize on the hot thing of the moment, right? So anyway.
That's tomorrow. It's 7 a.m.
It is,
Tuesday.
And it's a really good thing. Even if you're not in development, many companies are looking at Agile methodologies and Agile teams as an approach to getting projects done. So it'd be a good thing to drop
better than seat of your pants managing, right?
It's sort of like
that ought
planned,
to be a book.
But flexible at the same time.
Seat of your pants.
Seat of your pants.
Seat
of your pants.
Management.
We're coming up with something new right here. On the NewsHour. Just stay tuned. So the other thing that we have going on later on the same day, so this is all, you
Tuesday.
Know, still Tuesday, is that work for yourself at 50 plus.
Yeah, this is an AARP.
In conjunction with the Iowa Center for Economic Success, they've partnered with AARP, and AARP has a program for those folks that after 50 have decided that, hey, it would be really good to finally do my own thing. I think this was born a little bit out of the fact that the job market for a while was really tough, and many companies laid off people, and the people that were in that 50-plus age group had a really hard time competing, going back into the marketplace. And as I like to say, people go into business for themselves out of inspiration or desperation. And there's a lot of people that found themselves in that position of having to start something. But the truth of the matter is, we always kind of think of entrepreneurship as sort of this youth sport activity, right?
And
it's really not.
Yeah, it's not
at
all.
The average age is 45 to 50. Why? You have some life experience. You have some knowledge about something. You've maybe saved some money. You are in actually a better position. And that's also the time that a lot of people have their children leaving, too.
Exactly.
So it's just kind of the perfect time for a lot of people to go into business. So it's really not so unheard of. But the Iowa Center and AARP are helping make that helping make that 50-plus dream of starting a business come true for people.
It's interesting you should bring that up. I'm trying to think. When we started Inside Advertising, Marketing, and Communications, I was, I don't know how old I was, 52, 53? Same thing. Kids were gone, you know. You didn't have that. I broke out of the corporate world to go do my own thing.
And by the way, that program Tuesday is a evening programming. It's 5:30 to 7:30 p.m., and it's at the Iowa Center for Economic Success location at 8345 University Boulevard, Suite F in Clive,
Iowa.
So this is competing, of course, as all good events do, with the Brewing Up Business Third Year Anniversary Party. So 515 Brewing Company at 7700 University
Avenue. That's just down the street.
See, you could go to one and then still swing over because, they're exactly the same time, 5:30 to 7:30. So I guess you need to make a choice.
Right.
You're either starting a business or you're going to
a
networking event at a brew pub.
I Cinnamon Rost, we'll see you at 515.
So They started this 3 years ago. It's a group that's just an informal monthly networking group. They're actually already celebrating their third year. I remember coming to their first event, I think, was at 515. They move it around to different brew pubs. The idea is let's do some networking monthly, and we'll just check out all these brew pubs, which, of course, is a big business here in the Des Moines area. So many more have even popped up since they even started that program. So they'll go out to Ankeny, Des Moines, Clive, all over the metro and visit some of these different brew pubs. They tell you to bring your business card, and there's no cost to attend this, but if you bring a little money with you, you can donate it to their selected charity, which they always have one that they give the money to as part of a give back. So it's a really neat combination, I think. And it's usually quite well attended. So definitely something if you want to make some new connections, that's...
Drat. You know where I'm going to be?
Where are you going to be?
I'm going to be at softball practice.
Oh, well, that's important.
My granddaughter, yeah.
That's so sweet. You are such a good grandpa.
Sometimes.
Sometimes. So the other thing to mention, of course, Wednesday is... moving on to Wednesday.
Yes.
We have 1 million cups. And I wanted to mention that 1 million cups doesn't typically sort of let people know who their guest visitors are going to be much in advance. But they have actually started, like, maybe a week before, started to say who it is. They just want to make sure that people don't get super selective, and they're actually coming out and supporting an entrepreneur and giving feedback, even if it's maybe not exactly your cup of tea. So last week I went there, and it was a gal that is raising crickets as a food source.
Oh, yes.
So I had the sticker.
Yum.
I had the sticker. I ate a cricket. So for breakfast, I had sampled a cricket bar.
How wonderful.
And also had, which I've done before. And then I took the leap and I decided to eat a barbecue crisp, dried.
Crispy cricket
that actually still looked like a cricket. Which I had always been a little bit nervous about doing, but it actually was pretty good.
Now, so you went, I did it. Okay, back up.
That was last week at 1 million
cups.
Last week.
Million cups. There's this woman who has a business, a startup, where she's frying crickets or something and putting them in. Okay.
Well, they don't fry them.
Well, whatever
we'll
they
get
do
into
with
that.
Them. You know, whatever. What the hell are you doing? Anyway, so tell me. What's the business model for these? So you sat through this thing. Who eats crickets?
Yeah, so they're actually a wonderful source of protein.
I'm sure.
The point that she's making is that by the year 2050, we will have had to over 50% increase our food supply for the population.
Folks.
And so it takes the crickets are filled with protein is packed into those little guys on a much higher level than many other protein sources, including the ones that we get from, you know, cows, which have some environmental impact as well. So what they're trying to say is that you can use this cricket powder, you can bake with it and get protein, you can put it in protein drinks. She makes some products with it, like bars, etc. She's got some little snack items. But insect-based protein is the trending food topic of 2019, by the way. Insect-based protein.
But is it kosher?
Well, I think it is, right?
I think crickets may be kosher.
I think they
are. I have
to
look that up, but
I think they
very well could be.
So she, the cool thing about her business, so she started trying to introduce people to eating crickets at local farmers markets. And she didn't think... Really, the farmers market said, okay, that's weird, but okay, you're in. And so she's started to, you know, go around different markets. And interestingly, she sells out every time, sells out of everything she has. So Either it's a curiosity, at first it's a curiosity, but hopefully it's something that people say, oh, I'm actually
so this was last week. I just had to expand on that because I'm just fascinated.
Yeah.
All right, so this week, what are we doing?
This week we have DreamForge USA, which is an Iowa-based startup focused on designing the everyday products of tomorrow. So that sounds super fascinating to me. They've tackled micro medical devices, automatic watering systems, and emergency response equipment. So they are designing everyday products for tomorrow. And so they are going to be telling their story, show up at 8 a.m. for networking, 8:30 to 9 o'clock they will be giving their program, and of course 9 to 9:30 the public that is in attendance is welcome to give their input and feedback about that business model. So I think it'll be a good one, and you should definitely stop out for that one. So yeah.
Okay.
But I just am loving the crickets. I'm sorry.
Yeah, the crickets were interesting.
Anyway, so just looking ahead a bit.
I have to ask the folks here at Grounds for Celebration if they've got space for cricket cookies.
Well, you wouldn't know it if you put the protein powder in there.
I guess what? No. This is a powder, but wouldn't you like to have a
little just
cricket
like baked
on top?
In? Well, you could put chocolate on it and make like little crunchy cricket chocolate stars, you know, those would be good, I think. Another thing that's going on June 18th, jumping ahead a bit to the Iowa Center, they're doing Access to Capital over the noon hour on June 18th. So, of course, I always think that there's two reasons, well, maybe three reasons why businesses don't work out. They didn't do their customer discovery to know if they really had a customer.
Right.
They didn't know how to market their business, and they had trouble accessing capital.
Yep.
So anyway, they're tackling the access to capital. Those are my favorite three reasons on many lists as well. So that is head on out to the same place, Iowa Center, that we mentioned on June 18th. What day is June 18th, actually?
I don't know. Here's your calendar.
I'm going to say that it's a Tuesday. Well, a lot of times they have money for Mondays, every Monday at the Iowa Center.
Really?
But this one is one of those special topic Tuesday things, access to capital. So the other thing we have going on, Secrets of Growing Your Brand and Following. That
Secrets?
Is on June. Yep. Put it on. Mark your calendar again. This is one of those in the future type things, Secrets of Growing Your Brand and Following, which is going to be held in West Des Moines at West Bank Strong. West Bank Strong.
Yeah,
West Bank. Is that their new tagline?
It must be. Yeah, anyway. It's a West Bank.
West Bank.
Right.
On 22nd Street.
And their tagline is West Bank Strong.
Gotcha. Right. So they're going to have Rebecca Zoet.
Oh, Rebecca.
Owner and creative spirit behind the New Old House. We'll share how she launched her blog and design business just over a year and a half ago, and how she has gone from a seed of an idea to a big social media following. That should be good. Very good.
Good on you, Rebecca.
Yeah. Also, then on June 19th, like I said, every good event competes with another one. So, and let me say, what time is that one going to be going on? But we'll talk about it again because it is a little bit in the future. But it's 11:30 to 1 for that one. And then on the very same day, AMA Iowa has a workshop called Leveraging AI and Machine Learning. So artificial intelligence and machine learning. We like to let you know what the lingo is around here. AI is artificial intelligence, VR, virtual reality. But this is AI and machine learning, where the machines follow what you're doing, and they start to actually learn and predictively learn things that you may do.
Our lead story today was about robots.
Oh, yeah.
And how robots are taking over so many manufacturing and other jobs.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Robots, up until now, have mostly been in cages or bolted to the floor.
Yes.
But now they're letting them loose.
They, like, move around.
Yes, because there is now technology that... And the reason they're in cages and bolted to the floor is because they move at pretty rapid rate.
Yeah.
And they don't want human beings to get hurt.
To get hurt, right.
Well, now new technology is providing a way for these robots to know if there's a human being in the area, so they slow down or stop.
Kind of like the whole idea behind automated cars, and they can see that stuff.
There you go.
And, you know, robots are really supposed to change the whole workforce. So it's interesting because we're trying to vie for getting some of these manufacturing jobs back. And then, of course, the first thing we say is, yes, but we don't want to pay for the stuff when we make it here. And so I hate to tell people this, but that probably means that, oh, we'll bring them back and then we'll still eliminate your job because we're going to have a robot do it now. So you better learn how these how to evolve your skill set
exactly
in these
right.
new environments. So that particular one is, when they do these workshops with AMA Iowa, they do in the afternoon. So it's 2:45 to 5 p.m. So kind of have to cordon off
in
the afternoon. They are going to have that at Shift Interactive, which is, of course, a great place to have it. Shift Interactive, because they're very digital, and they're on 42nd Street, Suite 580, also in West Des Moines. West Des Moines gets a lot of these events coming up, I got to say.
It's cool.
Anyway, so that's probably enough to keep us running for a minute, and then we'll kind of retouch on some of these next week.
All right. Laura Kennard, ladies and gentlemen, Drake University, as well as dmbizmixer.com. You want your event listed, you can hashtag her on Twitter. It's hashtag.
Hashtag dmbizevent.
B-I-Z.
B-I-Z. D-M-B-I-Z events. Hashtag.
All right. Thanks, Laura. Good.
Thank you.
All right. For all of us associated with Inside on Business, the News Hour, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing falls to Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. The music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For Laura Kennard, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful day. Be safe, be well, be careful, most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.